WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Welcome everyone to West Virginia Uncommon Place. This is JR, and I'm coming back with a top 10 video games of all time from my opinion. And we are on to the number 4 game. Now, number 4 game holds a special place with me. Everybody knows that I like professional wrestling, so let's just jump right into it. WCW versus NWO World Tour. Came out in 1997. I will never forget this game, and I tell this story continuously. We were in Columbus, Ohio. My grandfather had passed away. My great-grandfather actually passed away, and I got a copy of this game before it was even released in Virginia. So when I came home with this game, I was the hottest dude on the block with this game because nobody had it. And I'm talking about, we just literally, after school, three of us would get off the bus at my bus stop, and that would make four of us all together. We would jump into the WCW versus NWO World Tour. Four players, Rumble pack, everything hooked up, because you know I had all the controllers and everything. But to be able to play four-player co-op in the house in a wrestling game that moved so fluid back in the day. I'm talking about you could go outside the ring and do crazy stuff. I had Ultimo Dragon, and I had a character, the Black Ninja, that was supposed to be the Great Zawazaka. And I took that dude and hit the Zawazaka special. I did all kinds of moves outside the ring with Hulk Hogan. You could knock people out, and it sounded like a bag of bricks hitting someone in the face. The Giant's choke slam looked decent. Character models may not have been the best on that one game, but if you ask anybody about fun times in the beginning of great professional wrestling games, this is the wrestling game that started it all. It wasn't SmackDown. It wasn't anything else. It was WCW versus NWO World Tour. And especially with that strong storyline of WCW versus NWO, you got a Sting that you didn't get to see that much. And this game built on WCW versus the World for PlayStation. And another thing about this is the second best-selling wrestling game from the Nintendo 64. So obviously we know that it's either No Mercy or WrestleMania 2000 that's the bestseller. We obviously know it's No Mercy because that is the best wrestling game of all time. But just to get this thing out there, like, this was the game for me. It wasn't a time that I never stopped playing this. I just got rid of a Nintendo 64 not too long ago. And the whole deal was that I played that wrestling game. That wrestling game didn't tire me. The mechanics still, even though they were a little choppy, being able to block, do things, I still had those skills in me. And I haven't touched the game since the early 2000s. So that was enough for me right there to know, like, hey, JR, this is something that has to make your top 10. And the Nintendo 64 was very influential in a lot of my picks, because the next one that comes up after this is going to kind of go, the next two are going to go in line with this. And then from that point on, you'll get a better understanding of me gaming-wise and how things went for me. But truth be told, after this one, WCW versus NWO Revenge, probably the best roster of wrestlers at that time for me. It had everybody on there, literally. And frankly, the Nintendo 64 is where wrestling games were supposed to be. Nothing on PlayStation, nothing like that. Once SmackDown came out and the later games that came out later on, everything branched off of what this game built. So not to keep it too long or too tight, just trying to make sure that we got a little transparency. Number 4, WCW versus NWO World Tour. If you get a chance to play this, definitely play this on the original hardware. If not, emulating it, if that's what you do that. I don't have any say or anything against that. But once again, I am JR from West Virginia Uncommon Place, and I am signing off.
Please follow WV Uncommon Place on Instagram,
Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.